There may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A weaker than expected jobs report shows 73,000 hires added in July. Analysts were expecting 100,000 jobs.
The White House is acknowledging the revisions to the May and June jobs reports. 258,000 fewer jobs are not good. Chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, Stephen Miron.
Obviously, they're not what we want to see.
Miron claimed the revisions are due in part to what he called quirks in seasonal adjustments in employment data and uncertainty among businesses over the president's trade policies and whether the One Big Beautiful Bill would become law.
Both of those sources of uncertainty are resolved now.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A show of brinkmanship playing out between the U.S. and Russia. President Trump, in a social media post, says he's ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in what he says is the appropriate regions. It comes after Russia's deputy chairman of the Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, criticized the president's foreign policy. The president has given Russia's leader 7 days to agree to a Ukrainian ceasefire. This is ABC News. Andrew McGann, the man charged with the double murder of a husband and wife at an Arkansas state park last weekend, made his first court appearance today. The 28-year-old suspect expected to enter a plea of not guilty at his arraignment later this month. Authorities say it appears the attack was random. The couple's two young daughters survived. Smoke from Canada wildfires moving into the nation's midsection with the worst air in the world in Chicago. Those hazy skies, the backdrop to a famed music festival.
Lollapalooza, Chicago's annual 3-day music festival beside Lake Michigan and Grant Park, kicking off on Friday with a lot of excited fans.
I've done like Coachella, Made in America, Rolling Loud, all that, but Lolla has been on the bucket list.
But Lolla comes with a warning this year. With more than 650 wildfires burning across Canada, smoke has been drifting south, creating a haze covering the Chicago skyline. The EPA has listed an air quality alert for Chicago, urging those with respiratory issues and kids with asthma to stay inside.
ABC Sherry Preston, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Ronald Sari, the interim head of Wrightstown Schools, is resigning effective tomorrow after only 7 months on the job. A joint statement from the school district and Sari said the board has decided to pursue new leadership. Sari was named interim administrator in January when Superintendent Andy Space retired early. Since then, over half of the school board is new to the job, following a recall, an election, and resignations of board members. A Nina man is calling out lawmakers to fit what he describes as a crisis in home health care access and the toll it takes on people receiving care and those providing it. Terry Barr shares how he's getting attention for this issue in a very unique way.
Let's go. We're about to get in town.
Carl Schulze is on the final stretch of a 95-mile journey. The 44-year-old is driving his motorized wheelchair right to the state capitol. And the quadriplegic is bringing a message.
This journey is about people.
Quad Carl, as he's become known, started this mission in Nina. And as he's rolling down the road, he's hoping to make a difference.
To demand better access to home health care for people like me on Medicaid and a living wage for the home health aides who keep us independent.
Schulze believes lawmakers can make a difference, too. He'll be calling on them when he arrives in Madison Friday afternoon.
And then we're going to head into Madison. This ought to be fun.
And Quad Carl says he isn't sure what will happen if cuts are made. Medicare covers his wheelchair and doctor's visits, while Medicaid pays for his health aides so he can remain in his own home.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay with another practice in pads before tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. On defense, it appears that Keyshawn Nixon and newcomer Nate Hobbs are in the lead as the two defensive backs at corner. Baseball, the Brewers against the Nationals tonight in Washington, D.C. Jose Quintana against the Nationals left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Brewers making some moves before the trade deadline, including sending pitcher Nestor Cortez to San Diego for outfielder Brandon Lockride. It looks like Jackson Churio will be out for a while with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, we're hanging in there. That's all there's to it. We've been injured all year long, whether it's, you know, the guys that the 12 pitchers that weren't available when we started, you know, the Mitchell, the Perkins, the guys we've been without. We're out with Sal for a while. Hopefully we're not without Churio. You know, like all that stuff.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Side, oh, in time. when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. WGBW.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
keeps you from walking out that door. Ain't too proud to pay. No, don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to please, baby, baby. Don't leave me, girl. Baby, 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 baby.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM.
Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you
find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I'm not gonna hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes. Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
WGBW News. I'm Lisa Hale.
Mid-sized farms in Wisconsin could get a boost if a proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly is passed. The bill seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations. Farming and technology are not mutually exclusive terms, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to this year's Farm Technology Days event, August 5th through the 7th. The yearly event gives residents a chance to check out some of the latest developments in the agricultural industry, including new technology and research. The DNR will have a tent at the event where officials will share information on conservation efforts, management practices, and offer free nitrate screenings for private well owners. This year's Farm Technology Days event is taking place in Waupaca County.
Reach for the stars. The Barlow Planetarium in Menasha is open again after being closed since May, while the UWO Fox Cities campus closed and Winnebago County took over the buildings. A full schedule of star shows during the day and laser shows at night are planned. If you plan to visit the Barlow Planetarium, bring cash. That's the only method of payment it can accept for tickets right now. Learn more at barlow.winnebagocountywi.gov.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Green Bay weather.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WGBW.
Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that so.
in a little cafe just the other side of the border. He was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone and the night is so long. So we started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting.
So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. when my mind is free. You know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Oh, baby, the way I go. before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
hits. We're like prom and homecoming and Sadie Hawkins and spring break all rolled into one. 97.9 FM WGBW.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Nothing can touch my 409, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, ooh. Giddy up, giddy up, ooh. Giddy up, giddy up, ooh. Giddy up, giddy up.
I take her to the drag, she really shines.
Giddy up, 409.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction, 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ghislaine Maxwell, the co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein, who is serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking, has been moved to a different prison. The Bureau of Prisons confirmed to ABC News Maxwell was moved from a Florida minimum security facility to an all-women prison camp in Texas. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
We don't know from the Bureau of Prisons or anything on the record about this, the reasoning, but typically it could be done, for example, for security reasons. That usually would be the reason. So it's not totally unusual if that's the case. But the significance of this is that, of course, it comes right after, frankly, just a little bit over a week after Maxwell met behind closed doors with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
President Trump announcing a new tariffs plan going into effect in 7 days. All countries will have a 10% levy on goods into the U.S. Dozens of other countries could face anywhere from 15 to 40% hikes. That uncertainty playing out on Wall Street. Stocks are down. This is ABC News. The NTSB is holding the final of a three-day hearing on January's mid-air collision over the skies of Washington's Reagan National Airport. A Black Hawk helicopter collided with an American Airlines regional jet. All 67 on board, both aircraft died. Many family members are attending and at some points becoming emotional, listening to the FAA and military personnel recount the moments leading up to the crash. ABC's Sam Sweeney says there's no single cause,